25 minutes away from 9 here at Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. Time to check in with Susie Landers from downtown Houghton, brought to you by the City of Houghton. Mark Eberkopf is here from the Outlaws Band as well. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
It is good to have you guys here. Mark, you're playing tonight, right?
Yes, I am.
Tell me about your band for those who are not familiar.
Well, we're a country band, been together about 8 years now, and we hail right here from Houghton, Michigan.
Who is in your band?
We have Mark Lusher on drums, Kevin Mackey on pedal steel, mandolin and vocals, Mary Caratu on bass, and Chad Borgen, good old Haas from Lawrence, Michigan, on lead guitar and vocals.
I've played with Chad and Kevin lots over the years.
Yeah, well,
they're very fine.
Exactly. It's a pleasure to play with them.
Yeah, you guys are good, and I've heard you before, and I know that folks are going to enjoy your performance tonight. You start what time?
We start at 7 o'clock.
And it's absolutely free, right, Susie?
It is.
It's absolutely free, and it's on the parking deck right next to the Douglas House.
Right, the Wells Fargo parking deck, as it's been there for the last few years, so we've got a routine, everything's going well.
How has our turnout been this summer?
Well, I'll tell you, last week, you know, because we just kicked it off last week, so I started counting people last week, and I stopped at 150.
Well, that's good.
Because I thought, oh, that's a success.
I could make a really nasty crack here about why you had to stop at 150, but I'm not going to go there.
I set myself up for that. But it's amazing because people...
It was just too easy.
It's too early for you to start that.
Not for me.
But it's kind of cool because a lot of people don't just sit on the deck. Because we have the grassy areas like across where Bubba has his beautiful gardens and things like that. So people have brought chairs or, you know, sat up into the parking area. You know, where the lawn and the grass is. So it's pretty cool, and the flowers.
And the kids coming out? Did we have the chalk out last week?
You know what? I don't know if it was... I'm going to have to take the blame on that. The chalk didn't get out last week. I know.
Oh, no chalk.
I know, after I promised. Oh. But it will be there tonight. But it was great. Some of the kids had scooters, so they had a great time. Okay. And they were dancing. So I'd rather see the kids dancing.
And, of course, this is all sponsored by the Downtown Merchants, and particularly...
Right. Our major sponsor this year is Century 21 North Country Realty, which is just wonderful. They have really stepped up and have just shown how a community support that they provide.
This does more than just provide a little entertainment, doesn't it?
It does. Tonight, every concert, we actually offer an opportunity for nonprofits to come and, you know, have a table and kind of explain to the community and what they're doing. Last week, we had 31 backpacks, so there was a lot of people there to support that nonprofit.
Oh, good.
And this week, why did I talk myself right into a corner right now?
Local organization will be there this
evening.
Like,
I was like, oh my God, Susie, who was it? To tell you the truth, I think it might be Little Brothers. But
they are a fine local organization.
They're wonderful.
They deserve mentioning anyway.
So. Doesn't matter what the organization is, it's going to be a great organization and a great time.
So these kind of concerts are, I mean, I've played these gigs before over the years too, Mark. These are kind of fun.
Yes. What I like about it is it's a family event. So you get the families that bring their kids out, even pets if they want. So we always look forward to that.
And grab a lawn chair. You know, we usually haul a lot of the chairs up from, you know, from the main street. We have our big summer sunny chairs that we'll bring up. Plus we have probably maybe 30 or 40 folding chairs, but those go pretty quick.
Yeah.
So try to bring a chair if you can, get there early.
Get one of those nice fold-up canvas chairs they have now.
And feel free to bring a cooler or some snacks, or better yet, you know, stop at one of our local businesses downtown Houghton that have been supporting this event for years and, you know, pick up a pizza or some treats, whatever you need. Bring your grill.
We'll tailgate.
That would be great.
We'll tailgate.
That's a plan. Yes, we can do that. Well, we should do that.
Yeah. Then you have to get into health department licenses.
No, as long as we're not selling it. No, you can grill it for yourself.
Oh, yeah, we can grill it for ourselves and all our friends.
We could share it with all our friends. The health department's like, why is she saying you only need that license if you're selling it?
Yeah, it could be like a next year plan. Phone.
That could be a next year.
Oh, look, the phone is ringing.
That's right.
So What else is going
on? What else is going on? You know, well, at the end of the month, we have the Carnegie Museum, the trolley summer trolley tours, which have been a hit.
Yeah, they've been. So if you want to get on this next one, and this next one
is the geohistory.
The geohistory of the Keweenaw. If you want to get in on this next one, check. We've got the entry and information posted on the calendar.
Great.
At KeweenawReport.com.
That's on August.
Okay, now you're going to one. Now you're going to make me scroll.
It's, I think it's
down
August
here.
22nd,
it's a Thursday,
possibly.
Actually, so I think it's it would a Friday. Be.
But anyway, there's that going on.
Friday the 22nd.
All right, wonderful. Yep. Give the Carnegie a ring or call the city.
They, like you said, the last couple have sold out.
They have.
And they have limited space on the trolley. So if you pay for and get your tickets early, then you're guaranteed a spot.
Right,
and
right.
And you don't have to sweat it.
Yes. So the only other, we've got the next week we have Booty Creek. That'll be playing next Thursday, so we're excited about that. And then just coming up here in the fall, we have a couple things. We know we're going to have the big welcoming party for our new businesses, kind of welcoming the new and reintroducing the old businesses in downtown Houghton, which I've been promising all summer, but gosh, that summer has just gotten
TikTok.
Away from me.
Yes, it has.
So now we're shooting for more late September. So that will be a big celebration.
And I know the downtown merchants are already starting to get ready for the return of the Michigan Tech students.
Yes.
Because that's less than a month away
it
now.
It is. So it's a great time. Actually, at the end of the month, on August 30th, we will have a Taste of Downtown where the students come and walk through downtown and get introduced to all the new to all the businesses. And that's for the community too. Come on down during that day. I know we're going to have a lot of little, extra fun things going on.
So now I got to ask you, what's going on with your job? Because they were talking about this last night at the Houghton City Council meeting about you getting more area, more responsibilities.
Right. Officially for the last year, but unofficially for the last few years, my focus has been downtown. But however, I've been a firm believer of it's not just the downtown, it's all the outlying communities and our entire city. So now my job description will actually include the M26 corridor, or actually anyone within the city limits of Houghton. So if they need help, resources, maybe they just need someone to talk to.
Shoulder to cry
exactly,
on.
Exactly, and say, I know what
you
mean.
I had a really bad week. I got to call Susie.
What's your phone number?
Exactly.
I was about to ask. Repeat the phone number.
If someone's
looking at expanding a business,
exactly.
Starting a business.
Or if they have some issues right now. Sometimes I've been on the other side of that coin where you're a business owner, and sometimes the days, you don't even have a chance to sit down and look at something. But maybe if you can just take that time and give me a quick call, I might be able to come in and take a little bit of that pressure off you and say, all right, let me try to focus this and let's see where the problem is. It could be anything from, I'm not a marketer, but I can just direct people, marketing, or, maybe you have some accounting issues or, just anything.
Yeah, if you've got something going on with the city, you've got
right.
Questions.
If you have an issue,
Susie can help you sort that out a little bit.
Right now, don't everybody call me because there's a problem with.
Yep. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, don't call those expensive people on television. Call
That's
Susie.
Right, call Susie. She'll do it for you. But no, seriously. So we're really excited because we need to continue to grow. It's just a really busy time, and it's exciting because people are jumping in. They're seeing a lot of growth. People are, I think we're just we're revitalizing everything, all of our communities.
Yeah. Things are looking bright.
They are.
Things are looking bright.
So anyway, my phone number.
Yes.
Oh, it's funny because someone said, you're kind of like the city of Houghton and Landers.
And
I'm like,
I said, dear Susie, my wife has a advice for the lovelorn.
I have been known to do that a few times.
Really?
I love matchmaking too. So.
I know you do.
Anyway,
don't be practicing on me.
My number 906-370-3110.
All right.
Alrighty, and I have an office at 523 Sheldon also, if you don't want to catch me up at the city office.
All right, and Mark Gebrikoff from the Outlaws, good luck tonight. Break a leg, as they say rather stupidly. I've never understood that. But
Hopefully I won't, but yeah.
Yeah, of course you can still play if you break a leg.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the arms that really come in.
Or fingers.
Yes.
Then the fingers.
Yes. This one that doesn't bend very well that I have.
My brother, who's a musician, doesn't even like to help carry anything because he thinks we're going to smash his fingers. You know what I mean? He's like, ooh.
We do get a little paranoid about
musicians
that.
Musicians do.
Yep, the downtown concert begins this evening at 7 o'clock downtown in Houghton.
Wonderful.
Those classic hits, 97.7 The Wolf.